Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. Students at Carson School in West Price Hill saw a need in their community, and they stepped in to help. The teacher says her students worked with Turner Construction to build a little pantry in front of the school to feed the community. The pantry is blue and yellow and features the school's cougar mascot, and it's stocked with non-perishable food items and personal hygiene items. I spoke earlier with this teacher and a student involved. Here's our recorded conversation. Joining us now is Carson School special education teacher Stacy Jones. Stacy, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
And we also have with us one of the students at Carson. His name is Aiden. Hi, Aiden. How are you?
Good.
What grade are you in, Aiden?
Third.
A third grader. Wow. Okay. Well, let's start with Stacy. Talk a little bit about what's going on at Carson as it relates to this little pantry for people who might be in need.
Carson Elementary is a project-based learning school. And so what that means is that we are experiential learning. So we're trying to find solutions to problems. And so for the fourth quarter, we actually looked at a problem in our community and something that we could do right now to help our community. And so my assistant teacher actually brought the idea that she saw on the east side of town for the little pantry. And so we thought that that would be something that maybe we could do here for our community at our school. One of the problems with it is that where we're located is that there's not a lot of grocery stores nearby. And so when the students knew that they needed food. And so they thought that that was one way that we could do that with that project.
And we should note, Stacy, that this isn't just some closet at Carson. Your class partnered with Turner Construction to plan and build a real pantry, right?
Yes. Turner Construction was awesome. They allowed the students to be clients. We met with them virtually twice. They came up with blueprints, and they allowed the students to be able to decide if they liked it, and then they actually made it happen.
And we'll note that the mascot at Carson is the cougar, and so there's a sign hanging below this pantry that reads, "Welcome to the Paws for a Cause Little Pantry." Let's bring in Aiden, a third grader at Carson School. Aiden, what did you do to help put this pantry together? Did you help your teacher and the construction workers figure out how this would work?
Yeah.
And so now that it's ready to go, can you just tell us a little bit about how you feel about it?
Good.
What makes you feel good about it?
Well, help people getting food.
And talk a little bit about the people that you want to help. These are people who are your neighbors, right?
Yeah.
And how hard is it usually for people to get the food they need in your area?
Hard.
It's really hard?
Yes.
What kind of food do you want to see in this pantry to be available to your community?
Ramen noodles.
Oh, ramen noodles? Is that something you like to eat?
Yes.
Yeah? And what else?
Macaroni.
Macaroni. Okay, very cool. So again, this is called the Paws for a Cause Little Library at Carson School. So Stacy Jones is a special education teacher at Carson School. The class helped put this pantry together in conjunction with Turner Construction. Stacy, how are you going about stocking this pantry?
We're doing it based on donations. Turner graciously gave us a truckload of donations to get us started. They had a drive at the company. And at the end, they surprised us with a truckload of donations. People in our school also have donated. Staff have brought things in. And people have also donated money as well and for us to buy the canned goods and hygiene items. And we do take books as well.
And so how will it operate? Is it just something that will be open or will you have designated hours?
No, it's open to the community 24/7. And so people can come. Our philosophy is take what you need and give what you can.
All right. Well, when you think about the impact that this could have on a community that doesn't have as much access to fresh or healthy food, talk about that to us.
Well, I think that it's important that people know that it's in the community. And I think that I'm glad that it's something that my class was able to experience for several reasons. One, it teaches them how to be giving of themselves and how to be good neighbors, which is very important. And I think that it's important that they also understand that they are a part of this community. And so one of the affirmations that we had with this project was that we don't have to be an adult to make a difference. We can make a difference now, even as students. And so we carried that philosophy through the whole project. And I think that it's important that the students get those opportunities to be able to learn how to give and how to be giving.
Can you talk about the experience of the students working on this project in the special education class?
Yes. So we actually were able to build a model, our own model. And so they were able to present that to Turner to show what they wanted, what they thought. They decided every aspect of the pantry, from the color to the design, to how many compartments we wanted. The students had full say in all of that. They decided on the outside colors, and Turner was able to take the colors, all of the colors, and incorporate them as well for the students, which was very exciting. They had, they worked on math. They learned how to use rulers. They had a lot of prior assignments that led up to the build, before the actual build. And so then they built the model, and then they presented that to Turner.
Let's go back to Aiden briefly, the third grader there at Carson School. Aiden, I guess school is about to be out for summer. Are you excited to take a break from school and go out and play with your friends this summer?
Yeah.
Awesome. And are you going to stop by the pantry at all over the summer?
Yeah.
Great. Very cool. Well, we've been talking with Stacy Jones, a special education teacher at Carson School, and third grader Aiden about their new little food pantry, the Paws for a Cause Little Pantry. Stacy, Aiden, thanks to both of you for the time you gave us.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Our producer is Selena Reeder. Our assistant producer is Nick Swartzel. Our technical director is Josh Elstro. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks. We'll talk again tomorrow.